It is perhaps the best known Czech dish, svíčková, a beef roast with creamy vegetable sauce served with dumplings. It can be found on the menu of virtually every Czech pub. This month in Czech Life, we take a look at this traditional dish, what makes it so special, and find out if Czechs are still cooking their country's classic meals at home. You can find similar versions of most dishes that are considered staples of Czech cuisine elsewhere too, for example in Bavaria or Austria. The nations that used to be part of the Austro-Hungarian Empire share a very similar cuisine. It's heavy on rich dishes that Czechs consider their own, such as porkni or goulash, with dumplings a ubiquitous side dish. Though much of what is considered typically Czech is indeed typically Austrian or Bavarian or even Hungarian, there are a few meals that can only be found in the Czech Republic.
I would recommend beef fillet with cream sauce, svíčková.
Pavel Maurer is one of the country's leading food critics. I recently met with him at Prague Slavia Cafe in my quest to find out if there is such a thing as a Czech national dish.
I did ask some 60 chefs from Czech Republic 4 years ago. I asked them by mail if they can mention the typical food which they feel is really historically and typically Czech. And I get many answers, but the answers was very different. And I expected something very simple answer, simple food, but it wasn't simple. Really, we are in a country which is a crossing of different cultures. So you can have a goulash, which is from Hungary. You can have dumplings, which are, we say Czechs, so these are Czech food. But if you say to go to Bavaria, to Germany, they say the dumplings are typical for Bavaria. But only one food, which we can say that you cannot find in any other countries, is svíčková sauce, or how you say in the translation, cream sauce with the beef fillet.
As with many classic meals, svíčková is surrounded by myths. When I asked about the provenance of the word svíčková, I received two very different answers. Eva Brejlová, a home cook and food writer, says it describes a cut of meat.
Svíce in Czech means candle. The size of the beef has a kind of like a size, or like it looks kind of like a candle. So that's why it's called svíčková.
Pavel Maurer had this to say.
Everybody, if they say, I would like svíčková, it doesn't mean the type of meat like in other countries, but it means that this is the sauce.
Food writer Evan Rail, when asked about the origin of the name, was able to reconcile the two viewpoints.
Well, svíčková is an interesting thing because the name means, svíčková means a cut of meat, it means tenderloin. But it's come to mean a kind of sauce. So when you say svíčková, you're really talking about the sauce and you're not talking about the meat itself.
So is svíčková the national Czech dish?
For me, it's definitely one of the touchstones of Czech cuisine. It is the dish that I introduce foreigners to when I bring them to a Czech pub or restaurant. It's the dish that I think of as most Czech. The Czech goulash is one of those. You could probably argue that Moravský vrabec or Španělský ptáček or these little dishes that are also well known are probably also very, very Czech. But for me, svíčková na smetaně is probably the greatest Czech dish.
Trying to check the vegetables, if is it done, and also look if the meat is done, because I'm not sure.
Eva Brejlová, whose culinary interests focus mostly on her homeland's traditional cuisine, recently cooked the svíčková for me and a few other friends. Before we got to cooking, I asked her about the actual recipe.
Firstly, you need to have the beef, and perfectly you need to have the sirloin, and then you need to have carrots, then you need to have parsley, but this is not like the green leaves, it's just like the roots of the parsley. Then you need to have celery, and then you need to have like whatever things like a salt, pepper, and basically that's it. And you need to have cream and flour, and that's it.
So why is svíčková so popular?
I think that why is it like so popular is that for this you don't have to use anything special, and anything special that you would need to buy, I don't know, like some lemongrass or whatever. You need to use only the products which are actually from the Czech Republic.
During the 2 hours that the beef was in the oven, Eva checked on the meat every 30 minutes. I asked her, is making the dish a really involved process?
It is a long process. This is not like a quick meal, absolutely. So even as you do it on Sunday, you need to know that you have to wake up at 8 o'clock on Sunday morning and you need to start to prepare it, basically.
Maybe this is why the best cooks of Svíčková are Czech mothers and grandmothers. At the Svíčková dinner that I was invited to, another guest, Eva Kopečková, was pretty certain about who makes the best Svíčková.
I have to say that the best Svíčková made my grandma. From the side of my father, she can make the best one on the world, I can say.
Eva Kopečková may not have had Evan Rail's mother-in-law's version.
My mother-in-law still makes it at home. And it's the best version of the dish I've ever had is hers. It's very, very sweet. It's very, very rich. It's more like a custard or pudding than it is like a cream sauce. And it tastes more like dessert than it tastes like a main course.
I think that every family has a own recipe for Svíčková because it's like such a traditional dish. And every Czech woman, she's considered she has the best Svíčková ever.
Although most people I asked about the dish started rhapsodizing about their mother's or grandmother's version, few seem to still be cooking it at home themselves. Is home cooking of Czech traditional dishes, which are often heavy and quite time-consuming to prepare, something that is dying out? Food guru Pavel Maurer says it's definitely not a trend right now.
People don't want to spend hours in kitchen like the time before. So what I see, especially between young generation, that people like to cook at home. This is really interesting that they like to cook. Especially they like to try different exotic food, and they like to home to do at home sushi or to prepare some Thai or Vietnamese or Chinese food. Italian food is very popular in our country. But majority of this food are really very simple and quick, so you don't spend very much time. But our food, and also, for example, French cuisine, is very long time. You must really spend hours and days to prepare properly the food. And I think that this is not the trend of this time.
Eva Brejlová believes that Czech cuisine has also gotten a bad reputation during the communist era when you would find poorly prepared versions of Czech classics everywhere.
I think that the Czech cuisine has been very much damaged by the history and by our recent past. So it means that, for example, as a child we had the Czech meals, but it was like in these like school canteens, and dishes like that were like such rubbish. It was the same thing because we have like some word for it, which is called uho, and uho is like a universal brown sauce, and for everything you had this universal brown sauce. And I think that it's so much damaged the nice Czech cuisine, because even at like some people don't like the Czech cuisine because they said, oh, it's too fat. It's actually it's not. It looks that actually people would like to eat something real Czech, but in a nice quality.
Czech classic cuisine and well-prepared versions of Svíčková seem to be something that is making a comeback in pubs and restaurants across the country. Food writer Evan Rail says that regional cuisine is definitely reappearing.
I think people at home are very interested in cooking traditional Italian recipes, learning how to cook Thai food, maybe Vietnamese food, and that's wonderful. But you're starting to see more restaurants in Prague, even high-end restaurants, restaurants where the dish costs 500 or 600 or 700 crowns. You're seeing more of these restaurants serving classic Czech dishes from Retegova and from other great chefs of Czech cuisine. And maybe in the future we'll see more people at home cooking the same dishes.
Well, I hope so, because right now everybody's cooking international food, like Mexican food, Thai food, Indian food. And I think that Czech people should definitely know how to cook their own food instead of international kind of cuisine.
Reviving regional cooking is something that is very dear to executive chef Václav Frick, who teaches at the Prague Culinary Institute.
Of course, people today want to eat healthy food and so on, but I think the entire country is craving for one thing, the food that grandma made, comfort food, not some pasta dish or other modern stuff. And all over the world, what I call the adult boys of the cooking scene are turning back to cook their traditional regional food, be it Brazilians or Italians or us here in the Czech Republic.
As far as comfort food goes, svíčková definitely has a special place in the heart of most Czechs. At least it was the meal that most people named when I asked them the following question. What is your favorite Czech dish of all Czech dishes?
Svíčková.